Thank you for holding. Is this Angus?
Yes.
Hi, Angus. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
How are you? Good. How are you?
Ah, today's been good. It's busy, but a good problem.
It's not raining.
Yeah. That's always a plus. It's coming, though, you know?
Yeah.
I know you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line. She wanted me to go over pricing with you, but did she do a good job of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
Yes. I mean, I've been receiving, like, in this week, three different representatives.
Yeah.
So you are the third. So most of them, I just, because they've been very pushy. So, and I just don't feel like I should rush in this. But
gotcha.
Let me hear the pricing and
I'll let you know
if it's good for me or not.
Just to kind of follow up on that. So the reason they're being pushy is because, like, Google has four premier channel partners, which is like where when a spot opens up in an area like this, they basically will create a list of handymen, and they'll give that list to each of the companies. And obviously there's only one spot open, so they're all trying to push to fill that one spot as quickly as possible. And so that, I think that's why they try to get maybe a little pushy with you. You know, it's definitely something that we're actively looking to fill, you know. And that's a huge benefit to you. I mean, we haven't had a position available on the first page of Google for handyman in this area prior to this week. It was like 2 years, you know. So it's not an everyday opportunity that we have to put you up there. But as far as like the reason they're calling you first is because they see that you're doing Home Advisor by Angie's already, and those guys get their leads from Google. So they get their leads from doing something like this. They're just reselling it to you. And obviously they're taking a percentage of every single lead, so they're charging you a fee.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that, and
in my
usually
case, it's, in my case, it's $250 to $500 per lead.
Per lead, Jesus, yeah. So, I mean, what kind of leads are you trying to get?
Well, I try bathroom renovation, kitchen renovation, basement renovation, but I do home improvements.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I just, I went down as a handyman, but I work as a, pretty much as a general contractor.
It's smart to list yourself as a handyman because you could list yourself for so many different things that might not be just in that general contractor category, you know? So definitely create more opportunity for you, especially if you're doing a marketing strategy like this where we list you for 15 different keyword terms or phrases at a time. We don't just list you for handyman. We could have you up there if they're typing in bathroom remodel, kitchen remodel. We could target commercial work too, not just residential. So,
I try not to do commercial because I'm licensed only for residential, and I'm really looking forward to be part of the commercial, yes.
Well, we'll customize the campaign. You know, if you move forward, we'll interview you, and we'll make sure we only list you for what you want to be found for. That way we know the calls that are coming through are qualified and not wasting your time or the end user's time that's doing the search. But again, obviously you could see where what I'm getting at with the value. If you're going, hey, you're spending $250 to $400 a lead, you know, we put you on the first page of Google, it's $299 for the whole month, and you're not getting charged per lead. So, you know, far more people are just doing a general search on Google looking for who's got the reviews, who's the top recommended, and those are usually the guys that get the call. If they go to Home Advisor, they know they're going to get called by four or five of you. So at that point, they're pretty much just price shopping.
Right.
So, I mean, obviously, if we list you independently, you know, at the $299 pricing structure, it's not just the first page placement on Google. You know, we're developing your custom website design. So we'll actually purchase the domain for your business, collaborate with you on exactly what you want that to look like, and we'll do all the content and everything and have that attached to your placement on Google, as well as there's a Bing placement that comes with it, because they pull their top recommended options from the Google search engine. So you're on the first page of Bing too. And then there's 60 other directories that you could get clients from. Things like Facebook, right. Yelp, Yellow Pages. So, you know, instead of us putting ourselves on Google selling you leads individually, we're marketing your business on all platforms, try to generate as much job opportunity as possible for you each month.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, if I could approve that pricing structure, I know you've been talked to a couple times about it and you turned it down, but I don't know if they really explained to you exactly the value of it compared to where you're at now. I mean, if I could approve that $299 pricing structure month to month, I mean, I'm sure this is something you could see a value in giving a shot. That way we could show you how well it works.
Well, there was multiple other offers
mm-hmm.
by first representative. His name was Dennis. And uh-huh. he actually ran down a lot less. A lot less. I think it was like 160. I have written down mm-hmm. on the paper, but right now I'm at the job site.
Yeah, but I think that what you're missing in the value of this is like you really get what you pay for, right? So with this, it's like you're getting a custom website design, and I think that's something that shouldn't go undermined. You know, a website is kind of people's first impression of your business, and that's where we're going to document a lot of the work that you do or have done in the past. And then also mm-hmm. the Facebook advertising. It's one thing just to create a Facebook business profile, but when you're actually running ads so that you're the top recommended in your community, that costs money as well. Yeah. So if I were to remove those right. two things, I could definitely get you down into there. Like if you just wanted a simple website, you know, I could get you that pricing structure. But I don't like to cut corners or half-A anything, for lack of better right. words. So I'm getting as low as I can while also giving you the maximum quality of it. You know, if you look at a platinum package on our website, it's actually advertised at double that $299 pricing structure.
Right.
And if I look at your market for bathroom and kitchen remodeling, not just for handyman, the guys that you're up there competing against are paying double, triple yeah. that cost, you know? So yeah. I want to put us in a position to where I know that the clients coming in from it and the quality of work that you're receiving, it makes it a no-brainer for us to work together month in and month out, not just for a month to get mm-hmm. you on the hook. You get what I'm saying? I want a solution to where, you know, a month or two from now, you go look at Home Advisor, you cut that off. And you're not losing any sleep over it. You have, you know, a consistent flow of leads coming from all platforms and the site that we're providing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it definitely sounds a lot better than Angie's because Angie's is a total ripoff.
100%. Apples and oranges. Yeah. I mean, that's almost like if you signed up for this, Angus, and then you went and sold the leads individually, but you sold the lead to like four people. Yeah. Obviously only one is going to get the job. So three of those four people are just paying a lead fee for nothing, you know?
Well, the other problem is it's basically, let's say you get a lead, like let's say five leads a day. You pretty much get, if you look at those leads, you tap on it, you get charged for all of them, and then you have to go back to them, fight the, and dispute the charges. And sometimes they fight back and they still take the money from you.
Right. And that's just an unnecessary hassle. I mean, it's already bad enough. They're sending you a number. Then you get charged the fee. So whether you like it or not, you're going, hey, I got to try to get a return on investment out of this, but as you're calling them, you realize, hey, this isn't even an ideal prospect anyway. So, you know, it puts you in position to waste time on things and money on things that you shouldn't really be focused on. Your real potential prospects are going to do their research at the end of the day, no matter what. Even if you get them as a lead and you call them as quickly as possible, they're going to want to do their research. So the people on Google, they're already doing their research. So by the time they place the call, they've already seen your reviews. They've already seen your website. They already seen your top recommended. They already seen all your accreditation. So it's yours to lose at that point. You have less of running around and lead fees and things like that. You might not have as many calls coming through as you might see with Home Advisor because they try to send you 100 of them. But the ones that do come through, you know, 90% conversion. You know what I mean? So it's threading through a lot of BS for you and allowing your real ideal customer to contact you.
Right. Well, I get now I'm in the situation, like, I do like what you're saying, and I would definitely consider doing this, but now I gotta find a way, because I already paid them $700 just to sign up for their membership. Just for the membership.
Jesus. Okay. So that's just to be on their directory? Is that for a month or a year, or how long is that?
No, actually, if you pay $700, it's a lifetime.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And if you don't go for that amount, you basically have to pay every single year $288, something like that.
Jeez.
So I just didn't see that.
Well, this is the crazy thing that you're dealing with right now, is a lot of people go, oh, yeah, it sounds great to be on their directory for the year, but you're not getting any leads unless you pay for them. So the problem is, like, if you type in IU Handyman right now, even if you put the city, the thing that pops up is that Home Advisor listing. And if I try to call you off of that Home Advisor listing, I'm getting turned into a lead. I'm getting sold to you and your competition, rather than just being able to call you directly. You don't really have a way right now for people to just find you and call you directly outside of the optimization. So we'll solve that problem by you having the Google Business profile. Even if you just tried our services for a month or two and you left later, you'll still keep that Google Business profile, and that'll give you your own independence outside of that membership and that system.
Right. So let me ask a question. What's the procedure? Like, how long do it take?
Well, there's a PIN verification that comes in the mail, and then we need any required license and insurance for the work that you do. So, I mean, I have guys that send it in a day or two. You know, we send you a form when you sign up. You just fill it out and send over the information, and that goes straight to Google.
Yeah.
And then there's a postcard that we send in the mail. It takes 3 to 5 days to get. So it really,
okay.
I mean, obviously we start working on everything right away, but in order to actually post it, we got to get that paperwork in. So it's kind of dependent on how responsive you are in the beginning of getting this all up and running.
Right.
Yeah. But I would say, like, worst case scenario, you know, I've had guys like, you know, 7 to 10 days. I've had guys take like 3 weeks. But if it takes that long, then we always, like, service credit, kind of push the billing out, make sure you're seeing the full effects of it. So that way we can retain you and make sure you're making money.
Okay. And so let me ask you a second question. What's the, basically the, process to open? Is it that $299?
Yep.
Or whatever you said, $299.
Uh-huh.
So is that what it costs from me, even for you guys, just to start working on? Or there is a additional
that's the setup and everything. So there's usually a setup fee. I waived all setup fees. I reduced your monthly cost. So out the door today, it's just $299. And then each month moving forward that you want to keep working with us, it's going to stay $299.
Yeah.
And we send that to you in writing.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's no other charges. So you don't incur any, like, lead fees, click fees, or call fees throughout the month. It's just a one-time payment per month.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, well, then let's start working on that then.
All right. So I'm going to create your Google Business profile, Angus. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes, this is my 24/7.
Okay. So I'm just going to repeat this back to you. So 845-608-9707.
That's correct, yes.
All right. And what's your last name?
U-N-G-U-R-S. Ungers.
Okay.
I'm European.
Ingus Ungers. I like that. It's very unique.
Yes.
What part of Europe?
Different. Latvia.
Latvia, okay. They got a good basketball team over there.
Used to be part of the Russia, yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm very familiar. I think Kristaps Porzingis is from Latvia, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. I know my basketball and football really well.
That's good.
Yeah, I've been over to Europe a few times. Never visited Latvia though.
Well, it's worth the go.
Yeah,
it's definitely worth the money.
Seems pretty beautiful from what I found on Google.
Yeah.
All right, what's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing?
Yes, it's iuhandyman@outlook.com.
Outlook. right. And then I'm going to send you my direct number and extension right now via text message.
Okay.
That way you can get a hold of me. And then I'm also going to send you an email. It's an email address. And this is more for you to send in, like, any photos or if you have a logo that you want to use for the website we're going to build.
Okay. I actually did have somebody who was making me a logo, but the company bankrupt or closed up, and I basically end up again going through the bank trying to dispute the charge, and I got money back, but they just disappeared, and they pulled it back, all the emails with all the logos and everything. I can't access anymore.
Okay, so you need help developing a logo.
Yeah.
Okay, no worries. We can help you with that.
I had an idea. I could draw it myself, kind of try to figure it out. And,
yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, if you want to do that and send it in, we could use that as a basis, and then we have graphic designers in-house that can kind of piece it together for you and get it going. And then also, it's good to do it with us, too, because then we can make sure you're not breaking any copyright laws or taking something somebody might already have. Okay.
Right.
So no problem. But more so, I want to be able to have, like, documentation or, like, photos of, like, bathroom and kitchen models you've done in the past. I kind of want a portfolio on there. A logo is easy to fix. But if you don't have those kind of photos, we just use generic ones until we get ones from you from the new jobs we bring in. So.
No, I have, like, millions of them.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, send them in. You get both of those text messages?
One second.
Okay. Should be from an 877 number.
Yes, I did.
Okay, perfect. And then Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail. It's called the PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. What's the street address that I could send that to?
It's 105 Indian Hollow Court, Mahwah, New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, I think I found it. They spelled Hollow H-O instead of H-A.
Like, yes, Halal. Weird.
Yeah, Indian Halal. I think it's more like a Native American word. Okay.
I just think somebody messed it up there.
Yeah. No, I think it's a Native American word because it says Indian Halal instead of like hollow, you know? It's just a...
Right.
Yeah, I think I've seen something like that before. I found it though. Oh, 07430.
It depends the way you look at it. Like if you're Googling it up and it's showing you this way, so if you try to go like through different sites to find it, it will show you different. It's weird.
Well, Google has it H-O-L-L-O-W.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, do you want me to hide your address? I can have it hidden so people can't like show up to your door or anything.
Yeah, that's even better because I don't need customers knocking on my door or whatever.
Showing up uninvited. Yeah. No, I gotcha.
Yeah.
I'll hide this for you. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Well, it's basically from 8 to 5.
To 5. You go Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
Yeah. Yeah, weekends, so.
Okay. So 8 to 5, go Monday through Sunday. And then you can accept cash, check, and card from customers? And do you offer financing at all for larger jobs?
At the moment, I'm not, but I'm definitely looking into it.
Okay. Yeah,
I
just want to make sure the percentage is
updated, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That's why I gave you my direct number. So any changes you want to make, you know, I mean, we have a huge company here. So, I mean, even if it's like after hours, if you just hit extension 1, we have 24/7 customer service. But I still like my clients to be able to get a hold of me directly if they want something done quickly.
Which is nice.
Sometimes they like me, and then they don't like the other people, and then.
Oh, I don't blame them. So. Because, like I said, that first representative, his name was Dennis. Then he was like really, really pushy, and the way he tried to sell it to me was like he started molding his own family, and I was like, you know what, this is not for me.
Yeah, that's a little too crazy. I think most people, if you can explain the value to their business on what this actually does for them, then usually it's kind of a no-brainer for most businesses. Usually your company, you don't want to start a business and get your name out there and then not get your name out there technically. I mean, everybody's using Google, you know, so it's almost like a disservice to say, hey, I'm in business, but you can't find me.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
You know, so I got your business profile set up. Now, we want to interview you. Like I said, you know, we want to customize the campaign. We want to customize your website, even the service area. We don't even want you to, like, send you anywhere that you're not willing to go. We want to make sure all the calls and people that are contacting you are qualified to a degree. So usually...
Yeah, well, that's...
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
That actually, I have issue right now with Angie's because my license are in Bergen County, but they're trying to send me into Rockland County. I don't have Rockland County license, so I can't do business there. And they know that because they took all the information from me and they're still sending me those leads.
Well, yeah, because it's $250 for every lead they
send. Exactly. Exactly.
Crooks. Yeah. Well, no, we customize the campaign. So our client interviews, they're usually about 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to complete the client interview. In case the call goes over, you have extra questions, we want to be thorough. What's a good time where we can knock that out?
What is your business hours? Like, what's the latest?
We're until 7 Eastern Standard. So the latest appointment today is 6 to 7 Eastern Standard Time.
Well, is that something we could work on maybe possibly tomorrow? Like, let's say if it's 5 o'clock, 5 p.m. at night, like in this time zone?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
so five Eastern Standard.
Yeah.
I gotcha. All right, so let me go ahead and create the appointment. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email. And then I'm going to text you 1 hour before, too. So I'll shoot you a text message around 4 o'clock, just as a reminder. Sometimes guys get busy
and they forget.
All right.
No problem.
All right. Let me go ahead and do this. Boom. Good. Okay. And it's iuhandyman@outlook.com.
That's correct, yes.
All right. I got you. Save. Send. Invite all guests. All right. There you go. They'll have that there. All right, so I got the business profile set up and ready to send over to Google for your verification. In terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
Card.
Okay, and is it going to be under you?
I have basically registered on my business.
Okay, that's exactly what I was going to ask. I was like, so it has IU Handyman on it?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and is the billing address the same as the street address that we're PIN verifying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I'm ready for you, Angus.
Okay. It's 4246.
4246. 828, and then 3-digit code on the back.
616.
Okay, and you have a security question on your account. This is for protection, just in case you want to verify the identity of one of my reps contacting you or vice versa. So you can use your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Just do Latvia.
Latvia, okay. I thought you were going to say Riga.
I could have said that, too. I'll go general.
I gotcha. So I'll go country you were born in. Okay, we'll go left.
Yeah.
All right, save. All right, perfect. So I have the business profile verified. Okay, and then, okay. So because of the discounts I'm giving you, they want me to do a voice verification. It's telling me not to process anything yet. So I'm going to walk you through this. If there's anything I say you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Are you Handyman?
Thank you. Do you want the LLC displayed in your business name?
Yes.
Okay, let me add that, because right now it's just under IU Handyman.
Yeah, no, that's because I have all the license and insurance registered that way.
Perfect. Yeah, we're going to need those documents too. I want it all to match up.
Yeah.
This is a business expense that you'll just end up being able to write off here in a month or two.
Fine.
So okay. Let me adjust it, make sure it all matches. LLC. Looks more professional too.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. And that's exactly why we do these voice verifications too. And it says, please state your name and title within the business.
Ingus Ungers, IU Handyman.
Okay, and you're the owner, correct?
Correct. Yes, that's correct. I'm the owner.
All right, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Which means...
Like, are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you just provided?
Yes.
Okay, and you, yes. As the owner. Sometimes people, it's not the owner. Sometimes people have, like, a marketing manager that'll sign up for the services.
Yeah.
So they just kind of throw that
in
there.
Situation.
Okay.
I'm not there yet.
No worries. There's a tracking system and app that's, like, really useful where you don't really need that. You know, it'll actually save you a lot of money on that because if you're missing the calls, it'll save them in that app, and then you could just go in there and call them back when you're ready. So that's always
good. Yeah.
But it says, to get results as fast as possible, Ingus, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
All right. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So we're a premier Google partner. We know everything that you already have online. It's just more so we don't want you to like duplicate anything or pay for something that you might already have through us. So if you're not sure, just double check.
Yeah, which I did, but that I have to work on now canceling.
Yeah. But actually, I'm going to send you this article, too. It's kind of off topic. I'm not supposed to do this, but I'm just going to just to help you out here. I'm going to text it to you. And there's a little link on the top of this report from the Federal Trade Commission where you can fill it out because they've done this to thousands of people, Ingus. It's not just you.
Okay.
Obviously you want to fill that out and then, you know, when you call them, you can kind of use that as leverage. Like, hey, I want maybe this or this back. You get what I'm getting at? The call's recorded, so I don't want to go like super into detail,
okay,
but you can tell them like, hey, I reported you guys through this already and then it'll give you a little more leverage in that conversation.
Okay.
All right. That's a little off subject, but I'd help some buddies get out of that, while doing this, so. And it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified, oh no, you already got that part. The initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you're first creating your Google business profile like this, but it is month to month, so you're not binded to anything long term. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's October 18th of 2023. Going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, this is going to be for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've included a custom website design for you at no additional cost. I've also included Facebook ads for you. So it says when the term is completed, your agreement is set up to automatically renew each month, but it's going to be on the 18th day. It'll stay in the discounted price of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. It states in our fine print, you can discontinue or cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. We just part ways as friends. Okay? And then it says, do you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Okay.
All right. So you should be receiving some text messages now.
Yeah.
Okay. So the FTC one is separate, but the one that says, Ingus, to get your Google business profile verified, it'll have a link in there. You have to click on that, and that you have to fill out this form, Ingus. This is where you're going to put in like your license, your insurance. It's going to ask you for a bunch of pictures and stuff. Anything you're missing, don't panic. Because you're working with us as a Google partner, we'll be able to get Google on the line and just verify it over the phone. But they do want those hard documents. They're going to put a badge on your listing that lets your customers know. Because you say IU Handyman, but we're having you listed as like bathroom and kitchen remodel. So we want to make sure that they know that you do that and that you're verified. You know, you have your license, your insurance, and that'll kind of secure any credibility factors, and they can feel comfortable just hiring you there. And then the other one is an outline of the agreement in writing. So that one starts off as, Ingus, thank you for choosing Local Splash. There's a hard copy of this sent to your email, but you do have to sign off on the bottom of that, preferably before the client interview tomorrow. But, again, you know, we're going to circle back with you at 5 o'clock. I'm going to text you at 4. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, just give me a shout. You have my direct number and extension. All right. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow at 5.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay. Goodbye.
Okay.